spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday and we're joined by Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Coach Johnson?
Great to be with you, Carl. Glad to be here, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we'll tell the story in a second about your trip to a recent meet, but today's show was actually prompted by a question that came in on the Blueprint Power Hour. And I want to find the guy's name here, so give me 1 second. I should have had this in front of me ahead of time, but you know I'm always doing six things at one time. It was from Johnny Gray, and he said, I'm 44 years old and making one last run at a 400-pound bench press. It's been years since I've been bulked up, and things are moving along, but I don't recover like I used to and recently wrenched my back. Any tips on? So that was a question about back issues, but here's the thing. Excuse me. Rob gave some great advice about helping this guy, but one of the things that I said was, if you're really serious about making this one last run at a 400-pound bench press, why not hire a powerlifting coach? Because, and I gave the analogy on the show, you know, I went to school to fit contact lenses. If I took you and put you in a contact lens lab and I said, Wade, fit that guy with contact lenses, you'd look at me and go, Carl, what are you kidding me? I don't even know where to start, right?
Right.
But we all assume because we can wrap our hands around the bar and we can move the weight that we surely could teach ourselves how to, what I would consider an elite lift. A 400-pound bench press is respectable, okay?
Well, you're strong. If you can bench 400 pounds, you're strong. That's kind of the, you know, once you get in that area, that's kind of where you start, you really separate yourself from the crowd. You don't go into every local gym and seeing multiple guys mention 400 plus pounds.
Exactly. And so with that being said, I'm like, okay, if you want to achieve an elite level lift, then you need to incorporate the advice and guidance of someone who not only does it themselves, but can teach other people to do it. Because there's a big, big gap between a guy who can bench 400 pounds and a guy who can teach somebody how to bench 400 pounds. Okay? And I said, why not hire somebody like Coach Wade Johnson? I happen to throw you in there. You know, I know that you do distance training where you people can sit now with video and YouTube and everything. You can critique somebody. You can help. But if you're serious about it, and then I thought to myself, you know, I don't know that I could ever bench 400 pounds. Maybe I should make this one of my missions too. And so selfishly and on behalf of Johnny Gray, I thought, I know what I'm going to do. For this episode of the Get Strong Show, I'm going to have Coach Johnson lay out as best as possible that you can do on the radio some of the things that you need to do and consider when you're trying to reach an elite level lift at any age. And for those of you out there who already bench 400, stay tuned because a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about maybe will take you to your next level bench press. It's all about progression. It doesn't matter where you start. Would you agree with that statement?
As a matter of fact, I got an email this morning from a lifter that is looking to get some coaching, wants someone to really teach him the ins and outs of powerlifting. And he goes, but I'm a small guy and I only squat about 250 pounds. And this is how I explained it to him, recalling it best I can. I was like, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And everybody has their grand. And what that means is like someone like me at 350 plus pounds who spends 15 years in the gym without missing, and the culmination of that is squatting 1,000 pounds, a guy that weighs 150, his grand may be 500, 600 pounds in the squat. So the thing is it's never where you start. It's always you know, it's always where you finish in everything, everything about training, whatever endeavor you're doing, you know, like your radio show or other people being a doctor. It's all in the effort that you put into it. That's really where the journey is.
But it's in the effort, but it's also in the guidance, because you could have all the best intentions. You could read magazines. You can do a lot of things. But when it comes to that elite level, you must have guidance. You must have guidance. You must have guidance.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Okay, so let's start off with this. Since Johnny Gray is 44 and I'm 55, let's start off and get this out of the way first. What if you have shoulder injuries? Do you progress? Do you go ahead and start lighter and build the shoulder girdle up under the bar, or do you go and get work done to your shoulders first? What do you think?
Well, I think what you have to do is, if someone is taking on the endeavor of, in Johnny's case, I want to bench press 400 pounds and I'm lifting, then if there are shoulder issues, it's something that has been overcome. The thing I always tell people, like surgery and things of that nature, that is a last resort. Now, I understand, you know, this is a general statement. There are times where you're injured that requires, you know, something getting fixed. But if it's just some shoulder pain, not sharp or really hard pain, then you figure out ways to train around it, and you find out what your weaknesses are, and you start addressing those, and then you start conditioning those. A lot of times, we can address some issues just by nature and how someone is training. You know, looking at form. A lot of things can be corrected by using correct form over a small period of time, and issues start, you know, fixing themselves, so to speak, because you're not putting certain muscle groups, especially with the bench press, the shoulders, you're not putting them in a compromised position. Well, I've had that issue a lot, where by fixing the form and them training in that manner and conditioning those areas versus trying to lift so heavy that we start reversing those shoulder issues.
And I have to believe that, because I've had shoulder problems that when I started to focus on doing more shoulder work, but adhering to form, starting out very, very light and following the curve of strength before going heavy, that the shoulder problems went away. So I'm a big believer in what you just said. Okay, with that being the case, without becoming a bench press specialist, which there are out there, right? Guys like Tiny Meeker and so on. Assuming that you are training other areas of your body, how many times a week should you be training the bench press if you've enlisted the goal to build a bigger bench?
Well, for me, based on the protocol that I use, we bench twice a week, but there's, you know, we're not flat benching twice a week. We have one session that is dedicated to the flat bench where we do our competitive training. And then 72 hours later, we do a close grip decline bench. And there's a method and some science behind that as well, because it allows us to bench heavy twice a week without adversely affecting the shoulders.
What if a guy has not been benching at all? In my case, I have been relegated to machine lifts by and large. Now I'm going to go ahead and lay down on the bench. Do I give myself a couple months just to get the groove back, just to get the supporting muscles to work together and stay really, really, I mean, ridiculously light, just getting the motion back under my belt?
Well, what I'll do with someone that's new, or even if someone is experienced, but again, because the protocol we use is somewhat, what I would say is somewhat different and from what is typical out there. So what we do is we think moderate most of the times, as opposed to light, and we go the moderate route to kind of see where the lifter's thresholds are, what their work capacity is going to be and what their form issues are going to be. Because, you know, if someone is been training and can bench 250 to 300 pounds, then training at 95 to 135 pounds is probably not going to exploit them enough to see where their form issues are.
Interesting.
And so, you know, that I always think moderate. Let's see where we are in a medium weight range and see if we can, you know, spot any issues and start making adjustments from there.
Okay, before we go into this break, and I probably could have done this at the beginning of the discussion, but I think a lot of people may have known this already, but for those who are tuning in for the first time maybe and got attracted to this show because of this discussion, which everybody seems to want a bigger bench, you did not specialize in the bench press, but it was a compulsory lift for you in order to get your total where you were. You were more a specialist in the in the deadlift. With that being the case, what was your best competition bench?
In a full meet after I had squatted, my best bench was 700 pounds.
Okay, that's really awesome. So that I wanted to get that out there for those who are listening to understand that Coach Johnson never specialized in the bench press. It was like, oh man, I got to do this lift if I'm going to get the total I want because my lift is really the squat. So I would imagine that had you put the effort into the bench press that you put into the squat, you could have easily been a champion bench presser as well.
I benched more than that in training, and there's a new series of shirts, a different strain of poly material that I honestly never took the time to, you know, I tried them out, and I had a sponsor at the time that would send me shirts, but at the time I'd not completed a 700-pound bench press in a meet, and that was really the goal because ultimately the big goal was to total 2,400 pounds as a master. So I have had a serious amount of weight in my hands, more so than the 700, but I just never did it in a meet.
Okay, all right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to try to assemble this discussion in a way that you come away with at least some of the basic foundations that you need to address the bench press and become a more elite lifter, wherever you're starting from and whatever your goal is. It could be you just want to bench press 225. That's fine. Whatever we discuss today will apply to you. And if you're already at 400 and you want to go to 500, it'll apply to you. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson and myself, Carl Lenore. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train faster or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. Okay, let's get down to business here. The Dynamic Wave program is the one that you developed, correct? Is that what it's called, Dynamic Wave?
You know, we've labeled it different things. We don't have a real name for it, and it's one of these things. I, just like you and Rob have been after me, I am working on it, albeit slow. I don't really have a real name for it other than it's just the method that we have developed over the years. But it will ultimately be in an e-book,
okay,
like you and I have discussed.
So 2 days of benching. So on how far apart are these days? Are they
72 hours?
So minimum, or could they be longer than that?
You could do it like that. I know people that will, you know, they don't train in a weekly template, and my mental makeup would never allow for that. I would freak completely out.
Okay, so with that being the case, is day one a heavy day and day two a lighter day, or are they just different? Okay, so, okay.
No, I have the, we typically on Monday bench like, you know, 99% of the people in the world, we bench on Monday. That's flat bench. And then 72 hours later on Thursday, we do a close grip decline press. Both of those days are heavy.
Okay. Let's go through day one. Give me, so you go to the gym. What do you do first? Is there a warm up first?
Absolutely. And I think that's, and it's not just for the master lifter, but especially as a master, one of the things that, that I had to do just to make sure from the rigors of all the years of training that I've done is to make sure that I warm up properly. And a lot of people think that that's coming into the gym and putting a plate, you know, on each side of the bar, and you start warming up at 135, and that's false. The first thing that I do when I get in the gym is I'll take 5-pound dumbbells, and I'll do a set of 15 for on side raises. Then I'll grab 10-pound dumbbells, and I'll do a set of hammer curls. And I'll repeat that. I'll go up to like 8 pounds and do 15 reps. All I'm trying to do is to pump blood into the muscle and you know, get warmed up. I'll do some band work for my rotator cuffs. I'll do a few sets of very light pull downs and a few sets of shrugs. These are all muscles that I'm going to be engaging, you know, when I bench press. When I get that done and then feel like I'm warm, then I will go to the bench and I start with the bar. That's where I start. Even when I bench pressed over 700 pounds in training, I started with 25 reps with a 45-pound bar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So, I mean, a lot of people would think, why even go through that exercise? What does that do for you? But is it just to lubricate and get things moving?
Absolutely. It's, you know, you're preparing, you know, the body for, you know, again, we're not in there pumping, you know, 135 pounds for three sets of 10. You know, the goal is I have to have a certain number, you know, to total this weight that I, you know, that I had in mind for a goal. So I knew what I had to do, and the weight that I had to lift to achieve that. So, you know, it's, the thing is the muscles just aren't awake. I mean, especially because you got to remember at the time I was training at 5 o'clock in the morning and, you know,
right.
Now I've moved it up to 5:30. So, but, you know, you get up early and, you know, you've got to get your body just rolling.
You okay.
Know, you got to start developing some heat. And the big thing is preparing, you know, when you jump in there, it doesn't matter how strong you are. If you don't take the time to warm up, that's when the genesis of so many injuries are simply due to not properly warming up.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're ready to start benching. So you just did the bar, 25, 30 reps. You feel good. Where do you go from there?
I put a quarter on each side and I do 95 for 15.
So this is still warm up then, right?
I do I do a lot of warming up.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
And where do you go from there?
Go to a plate, 135 for 8, 185 for 5, 225 for three, and it, then from there it really depends. Am I getting in a shirt, or am I working, you know, shirtless? If I'm in a shirt, then my last warm up is 405, four plates aside for a single pause, and then
okay.
I get into the shirt.
Wait. So I want to go back. I want to illustrate something. So obviously you could really rep out with 225, but your objective is to be strong and not to find out how many reps you can do. So you just do 225 for three reps because you're just kind of,
I'm preparing the body.
Yeah, that's it.
Preparing the central nervous system. You know,
but not pushing the central nervous system
right.
to some nth degree at this point, because that's for the heavyweight.
Well, and the thing is, you know, a lot of times, you know, if there's a strain or there's something that's hurt or even an injury, you know, at those light weights, you might feel something, you might not, or because you've got a strain or because you are sore, doing those reps and doing it in gradual increments allows you to judge, hey, you know, even though I'm sore, I'm starting to feel better as we, you know, go along. And, you know, or, you know what, I can feel this, I'm going to have to pull, you know, back on the throttle a little bit. It allows you to gauge what you're going to be able to do that day.
Okay, and I think a lot of guys have a hard time resisting repping out with 225. And again, you have to remember, what is the end point of the mission here? It's to be able to bench a very heavy weight for one rep. Sure, you can do more with 225, but the goal here isn't to prove that at this moment. I just want to illustrate that. Okay, so your last warm-up is going to be with 405. Now, those
right.
of you who are using different weights, just look at the incremental movements up. Maybe your last warm-up is going to be 225 for those of you listening out there who are trying to build a bigger bench. Okay, once you get to that last warm-up, you're just doing a single with it, right?
Right. Usually, for me, if I'm getting in the shirt, my last single is 405. I'll do 225, 275 for a triple, and then 315, 365, 405 for a single. All I'm doing is just getting enough incremental weight, you know, where I don't make too big of a jump. I'm feeling my way through, making sure everything feels okay, and, you know, before I get into the shirt.
Okay. Now, for those of you who are not getting into a shirt, and for those of you who are getting into a shirt, this is when you would put the shirt on, and now you're going to go for one of your more serious one-rep lifts, right?
In the shirt, I either do singles paused or triples paused. I have there's a mini wave that we use in the flat bench training. We
okay.
have a three to four week mini wave, depending on the lifter, depending on the need, and whether they're shirted or whether they're unshirted.
Let's describe the pause. So the pause is at the chest. Is it touching the chest, or is it just above
yes.
the chest? Okay.
In competition, you take the bar at arm's length, you bring it down. When it touches and is motionless, the head referee will give you a press command. And when that press command is given, you can't sink it back down, which is what we call a heave. Once it's motionless, you get the press command. It has to press up without any downward motion and go to full lockout, and you hold that weight until you're given a rack command.
That's a really important.
You have to show control.
And that's why I want that, because a lot of people will be inclined to stop and then let the weight sink into their chest and then heave it back up, and that is not the objective here.
A lot of lifters get red-lighted for that and beating the commands. A lot of lifters get red-lighted for that.
Okay. Now, let's talk about something that maybe isn't talked about. When you're down in that pause, there are things that can happen that could derail the lift. Your shoulders relax. What do you do, or what would you say is one of the things you want to be careful of when you're at that pause, either to do or not to do, or both, what to do and what not to do, that won't unwind you from being able to go back up and complete the lift?
I think the biggest thing is learning to maintain your tightness. Is you breathe in super big at the top, and you hold that air, and you do not let any of that air escape, and you're squeezing everything. Because I tuck my elbows in, and I touch as low on the chest as the rules will allow, and I maintain keeping that tightness. That's what I see the most, not only from my lifters, but being a head judge in several meets, you'll see guys that loosen up at the bottom, and then they try to explode and recover that tightness. And once you loosen up, no matter what it is, you never regain that tightness 100%, especially when you're under a load.
Now, a guy who's wearing a shirt may not have as much trouble keeping his elbows in, but a guy who's doing a raw lift is going to. How critical is this to be an elite lifter and not try to peck press to keep your elbows in?
That is really an individual thing. I'm a big guy, and I have a big chest, but I'm not one of those guys that has those huge pecs. So I definitely consider myself a lat-style bencher. That's what I had to do, to start, pressing more respectable weight than I would, because bench used to be my albatross. It was by far my worst lift of the three lifts when I was competing, and it was the one that required me to do the most work to become at least reasonably proficient at. So it's one of those things, you have to find out where your strength is, and then given that strength, you've heard me say this a lot, there's a risk-reward kind of ratio. If I'm benching like this, what is my risk, for injury? What, am I sore all the time? Am I making progress? Or am I having to fight and scrap just to maintain? So you have to find, what you can do to remain healthy, what's going to keep you in the gym training in order for you to make progress. For me, I had to go away from the pec delt type benching and pursue more of a lat style benching. And this not only worked well for me in the shirted bench, but when I went to that method and that form of benching, I hit my biggest raw bench as well.
Now, I gotta believe that most guys are stronger in that bench, approach. And let's illustrate something. What you're talking about, and I understand this is a real stretch, what I'm about to say, but is more like a dip to the body than it is a pec press. In other words, you're really enlisting the back muscles to a greater degree than a guy who's keeping his elbows more flared out and depending more on shoulder and pectoral strength to push the weight back up, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. I mean, you're still engaging the shoulders. You're still engaging the pecs, and the triceps are still a primary mover. And let me give you the best illustration. This is what I try to do. I have grease boards all over my gym so we can write numbers, or I can use some sort of illustration where people can kind of get a mental picture of what I'm talking about. Let's say, for instance, we're using the bench press. You have a train. And it has 100 cars that are full of steel, but you only have one engine, one motor. And in that instance, it's just too much of a load for that one motor. So now we're going to break all of this down. For the guys that are primarily a pec, tricep, shoulder type bencher, and there's guys out there that do it and do it well and bench more than I've ever dreamed of benching. But I'm just saying by and large, and how it worked for me is, we would break each one of those body parts into a motor. Now we have four because we've got pecs, delts, triceps, and we're benching. We have bench form. Now, the biggest, strongest muscle group in the upper body is the lats. So how can we get more components working and working together in order to push more weight? We engage the lats. Not only do we have another component, but we have the strongest component in our upper body. And then even more so is, how can I use the traps, to keep me stable, to help me push more weight? And again, so now we're adding more components. Where we had one, or where as a pec, delt, tricep, dominant bencher, we only had four components. Now we have six. Now we can start adding better form, how to add leg drive, how to increase, or use an arch. And all those things, the more components we have and the more of those components that are working together, the more weight we're going to push.
Now, but I also have to believe that this method of bench pressing is safer for the shoulders. I got to believe that when you keep your elbows in, you place a lot less risk on the shoulders.
That's how it has worked for me. I had shoulder issues when I was a pec delt style bencher, and it was something that really, halted my progress. And when I made the commitment, to change my form, I mean, it was taking a few steps back, but a year later, I was benching 100 more pounds than I had ever benched in my life.
Okay. All right. So let's finish up on this first movement. So now you, how many sets and what kind of rep scheme do we look at for this, the working sets now?
When I do a 3-week mini wave, and what that is I will do, I have a raw week. This is what I'm typically training. It will change somewhat when I get close to a meet. I'll have a week that I'm not in the shirt, and my working sets will be two sets of six reps. Then I drop 20 pounds, maybe 30 depending on the day, and I do eight reps. And then that finishes my competition bench training. Now, I may do some assistant benching, but that all depends on the day time frame. But that's the bulk of what I do on that day. The second day, whether I'm in a shirt or out of a shirt, I do three sets of three reps, paused. Each rep is paused by command, and I hold the weight at the top and get a rack command. So we are actually doing competitive training. Then the third week is three sets of one. I'm using a much heavier weight, and we do three sets of singles, paused. It's full commands like you would be at a meet. After that third week, then we repeat the round. Some lifters, depending on their need, will do 2 weeks of 6-6-8, then a week of 3x3, and then a week of 3x1. That's our basic template.
How long is the pause if you're training by yourself, or if you're training with people who don't know how long to pause you?
I generally get it down touch, 1/1000 press. That's going to probably be as long a pause as you will ever have to hold.
Okay. Let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what you do after you finish that part, and we're going to cover day one first, and then we're going to do day two after that. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a free bottle of beautiful facial moisturizer for women from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25, now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safe most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So depending on where you are in your wave, you've just completed your flat bench work. What do you do after that, Coach Johnson?
I will generally do a couple of things. I select another bench movement that I rotate in and out. I usually run this on 2 week waves, and this is kind of, without seeing it on paper, is going to sound more complicated than it is. I have a couple of specialty bars that I like to use. One is the bamboo bar, and this is something that Louis Simmons stayed on me for a couple of years until I finally relented and got one. And basically, it's a thin piece of like a fiberglass bar that is very flexible, and there's wood collars on the end. And what we do is we strap kettlebells, drape them with mini bands. And what this really does is work your stabilizers really hard. It does not take a lot of weight, and it makes you hold form. And I'll do like 15 reps with the weight, hold it at the top for a 10 count, and then I'll do 10 more reps.
I mean, because what it does is, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's exciting.
No.
What this does is it removes the predictability of the glide path. So you actually have to, every inch of movement, keep the bar where it belongs on a horizontal basis.
Yeah, your stability is, it's not just lateral, it's every direction. You really have to work on holding it. And this is never heavy. I can't think of, we've done it with multiple kettlebells, but they're small. You know, a lot of times I'll do it with a 35 and a 15 pound kettlebell. So, you know, 100 pounds of kettlebells, and that's plenty.
I interrupted you when you were giving the rep scheme. I'm sorry.
What I do is 15 reps. I'll hold it for a 10 count at lockout, and then I'll do 10 more reps. And then I hold it at the top enough to show control and put it in the rack. I'll do 2 to 3 sets of that, and then I go to, and that's for 2 weeks. And then I have a thick bar. The advantage of a thick bar and why we use it is think of the diameter of a standard 45 pound bar.
Right.
And then a 2 inch thick bar. Obviously, it's much bigger, but with the small diameter, when people are developing what we either call whipping or whirling problems, where the bar doesn't always sit equally in the hands, and your body will adapt to that.
Mm.
But that imbalance, and again, remember Wes talking about this the last time we were on, you know, those imbalances is what creates a lot of the issues. And so what we do to kind of combat that is two things. And the first one is we bench with a 2 inch thick bar, because the bar has to sit in your hands one way and makes you equalize it in both hands.
Interesting.
So again, and that's training the neuro pathway to go, I have to have the bar here in order to have control of the weight.
How many reps are you doing with that? What kind of weight are you using?
I will use a medium, weight range. I will, again, depending on feel, you know, if I've been in a shirt, not in a shirt, I'll do 3 sets of 8 to 12, anywhere from 225 to 315 pounds. It is solely by feel.
Okay, where do you go from there?
When I'm finished with that, the finishing movement that we use each week, and this came from Mark Bell out at Super Training, he's a good buddy of mine, he suggested as a rehab to really pump the pecs, and again, working on stabilizing and how to equalize the hands when you bench, is we will do dumbbell flat bench. But it's different. We're not going heavy. My first set, I'll take 25 pound dumbbells and do 35 reps. And they're deliberate, they're quick, but they're not out of control, they're deliberate and trying to maintain a solid, you know, range of motion to mimic what my flat bench would be with a barbell. Rest a couple of minutes, we go to 50s, and we do 2 sets of 25. We don't go heavier, we don't do more reps, we fill those pecs full of blood, because by nature of being a lat bencher, I don't do as much pec work
right
as someone else. So I've got to make sure that I condition those areas. And there's some science behind this, and I'll get into that when we go into the assistance movements. But I do that usually each week. And then we rotate the 3 movements we typically rotate after we do our competitive bench training is we do the bamboo bar for 2 weeks, then we will rotate to the fat bar, and then we will stay with barbell and use the slingshot, which we've talked about on here before.
Yeah, Bach Bell's invention, basically. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we'll do usually 2 to 3 sets of 6 to 8, usually 2 sets. And we use that as an overload movement because what it does is, again, it keeps those shoulders healthy, helps us tuck those elbows in, and we can use a little bit more weight. We always go touch and go and use a little bit more weight that way. Sometimes, depending on where the lifter is and what the objective is, we'll spend more time with the slingshot.
Interesting. Where did no board pressing? You don't use boards?
There are people that do, and the problem that I have with board pressing, and again, this is not a knock on Westside. You know, I love those guys. I spent time with Louie over the weekend. But the problem I see, at least for the lifters that I work with, is there's such a change in form. Immediately, once the board is on there, and that's not to say that we don't use them, but we use them sparingly. What happens is when the lifter starts to descend to touch, they gravitate high. And when that bar path comes up high, we are putting an extreme amount of stress on the shoulders. Mm. And the whole idea behind the method that I've developed is to eliminate, the shoulders are there. We have to use the shoulders, but we try to eliminate any undue stress. It's a risk versus reward. I'd rather do a full range of motion with the slingshot to do an overload motion as opposed to going, you know, taking a lifter that benches 315 and letting him do a 495-pound board press. The ratio for injury or something cataclysmic happening and overstressing the shoulders is too great in my opinion.
And before we go into the break, so it really does sound like to me, and the number of shoulder injuries out there probably will attest to this, that the shoulders are the weak link in the bench press.
Well, I would say this, probably more injuries are created, not because if you've got a guy that's benching 315, he's strong. You know, he's got strong shoulders. What typically becomes the bigger issue, and there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with me, but I say that my experience will say differently. Most of the time, it's a lack of conditioning. It's not usually a lack of strength. It's a lack of conditioning.
Really? So when you talk about conditioning, are you talking about muscular endurance?
Absolutely.
Interesting. And so the muscles become fatigued and they bottom
right
out on you.
Well, and let's look at the shoulder versus, you know, the pecs themselves are big, but they're not, you know, by nature, they're just not the strongest muscle in the upper body.
Right.
And then you have the shoulders, and they're strong, but look at, it's such a small muscle group, and they're divided into so many little things that all work together. So the bigger issue is how to condition them and how to make the connective tissue stronger and better.
And if you look at the mechanics of the shoulders versus the pecs, right? So the pecs are placed against the chest bone, right?
Right.
And the majority of the pectoral muscle is supported by bone, except where it attaches to the upper arm, which is kind of where a lot of pec tears happen, which is evidence of what I'm saying. You know, the majority of the pectoral muscle is supported by bone in the plane that gravity is pushing against it. But the shoulder is out there on the end.
It's floating out on its own.
The only thing that's holding it in place is musculature. There is nothing that it can lean against to get any additional rigid support other than musculature. So.
Well, and this is the reason why, you know, the method that we use was developed is we went away from, you know, doing things that were so shoulder dominant. And that's when we started, you know, alleviating a lot of the shoulder. We very rarely have shoulder issues.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back. So it sounds like that's it for day one, right?
Other than the assistance movements, which we can cover.
Okay.
Quickly,
Yeah, no. There's no quickly. We could take as long as we have to. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the assistance movements and then we'll get into day two. This is a real Christmas gift here from Coach Wade Johnson. This is worth a lot of money to a lot of people who want to improve their bench press. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about how to improve your bench press. This started because someone wanted to know about getting their bench press to 400 pounds at the ripe young age of 44. And obviously, you could take this information and bring it anywhere you want. Improve your bench press from wherever it is right now. What's the accessory work, Coach Johnson?
I do 3 sets of 12 reps in these in this order, specifically these motions. On my flat bench day, I will do a seated row, wide grip, or a pull down. Either a neutral or a wide grip. Then I do rear delts. I do these facing in on a pec deck. I have one there. You can do, there's different movements that you can do for the rear delts. From there, I do hammer curls with dumbbells. and then I do shrugs. And I use a static hold. There's a little bit of method to what I do with shrugs as well. And then there I follow it up with 100 reps of abs, and that's the session.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're not going to train in this fashion. You're not going to train your chest or your bench press or any type of pressing movement for a minimum of 72 hours, right?
Well, I don't have my guys do it. You got to remember, I'm an Olympic lifter, so I don't do any specific overhead training after bench, but on Wednesdays and Saturdays, I practice the Olympic lifts. I do not suggest that for everyone. If a 400-pound bench press is your priority, do not do the Olympic lifts, you know, like I'm doing.
Any tips on anything that can be done or should not be done other than not training the bench press again within that 72 hours to prepare for the second session?
What I always the big thing is recovery. And whether that be making sure you get adequate sleep and rest, for the master lifter especially, but I tell people just because your shoulders and your elbows are healthy, ice them. You know, make sure that you're doing everything you can to fight inflammation, and we do some things with natural supplements as well. You know,
you're a big fan of white willow bark. In fact, I started taking white willow bark because of you.
White willow bark, bromelain, boswellia, ginger root, you know, and there's so many, you know, other benefits, you know, to taking those supplements. Do a little reading, you know, and look at the food that you're taking in. You know, some of the food that we use, you know, can create inflammation, you know, and a lot of times just simple, you know, getting some adequate rest. It doesn't, you know, we all would love to be able to get 8 or 9 hours of sleep, but that's just in today's age, that's not always realistic. So, but make sure that you're getting as much rest as you can. And the other thing is just simple hydration. Stay hydrated. That's one of the biggest things that I think is going to make a big difference in your ability to recover. Not everybody can go out and buy a bottle of glutamine and creatine and branched chain amino acids and all the things that, you know, that we sometimes take, you know, to do anything we can to help us recover. You know, make sure you're eating well, make sure you're resting well, and that you're staying hydrated. That's really the biggest thing that I would suggest, because there's so many people out there that are just way dehydrated all the time.
Yeah, and that adds to weakness, by the way. You lose strength when you're even minimally dehydrated. All right, so now you come back in, you're well-rested, 72 hours later. So let me think about this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you're coming back in. So you did first session on Monday. You come back on Thursday?
That is correct.
Okay, so Thursday, what are you doing?
I am doing a close grip decline. Now, the thing that is not typical of this is not a bodybuilding decline bench. We are not trying to work the deep and low end of the pec. We are trying to develop pressing power. And by nature of the decline, and then we use a much steeper decline angle than the typical commercial gym fixed bench decline. We have it up quite a bit. I've actually got a video that I posted on YouTube for my guys and my online clients that I'll post to your page later that kind of gives you some explanation, because it's very awkward for the new lifter, because they're so accustomed to touching on the chest. And if you touch at that angle on the chest, then the very thing that we're trying to eliminate,
right,
you start bunching it up on the shoulders, and that's where we run into problems. So we're trying to restrict the range of motion by touching, you know, I touch right above my navel.
Right.
It's that steep. And then we, by nature of bringing in the grip close, we're making the triceps a primary mover in a compound movement, versus what you didn't hear when I said after flat bench and all my assistance work, there is no tricep isolation work, none.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting. So I have a note here to myself, and I circled it, and I put the word dip. And I was going to say, well, does the dip work into this equation? Because since you are doing this more of a lat supported press, but this is where that comes in. This is where that enhancement to this type of form that gets you into the groove of pressing this way comes in. This very, very steep decline press session.
It is unorthodox, and a lot of people have tried declines and it failed, and the simple reason is they are approaching it like you would a flat bench.
Yeah, they're trying to touch their upper chest from that
angle. It is not, and that was never going to help you. And again, we bring in the grip, shoulder width, maybe a little more narrow depending on the lifter and the size. And again, those triceps become a primary mover. But we're doing it in a compound motion, in a manner in which the triceps are made to work ergonomically in nature. And by nature of touching low, again, we make those lats become a pushing mechanism versus just support. And so these are the things that allows us to train heavy twice a week and recover and keep our shoulders heavy and our elbows, because what you're not hearing, there's not a bunch of this, I'm doing 100 reps of tricep press downs or push downs or nose breakers, because we used to do those. And I loved doing them. I enjoy training triceps. But my primary objective was, how do I stay in the gym, stay healthy, so I can achieve my goals? And most of us were always complaining with our shoulders and with our elbows due to all the tricep work. Mm-hmm. So we eliminated those things as much as we could and put our focus on other things, because with the decline, we use a completely different template. And it's never about doing a bunch of weight for a single. It's a repetition thing. And so we're developing that connective tissue and that pressing power and making those lats work in the range of motion that we want to. It is solely for the purpose to assist the flat bench.
So how many reps again of this particular steep decline session do you do?
We do a 3-week rotation. The first 2 weeks are two sets of six. We drop 20 pounds and do a set of eight. On the third week, we will do a set of six like we typically do, and then we will go up in weight and do two sets of three. So you're handling a little bit more weight, but we only do it every third week, maybe every fourth week, again, depending on the lifter. And then we drop 20 from the six rep set and finish with a set of eight.
Okay, where do you go from there?
From there, I do overheads because of my Olympic lifting. But for the guy that is focused on powerlifting, then we go back and do the assistance, not unlike what we did on our flat bench day. The one variable is we will do either the row or the pull down. We will do with the row, we'll use a close grip or neutral grip or close grip on a pull down, depending on what you have available. We pump the rear delts just the same. We pump the hammer curls just the same. And we pump the traps just the same and do 100 reps of that.
Hold your thought. So for people who aren't clear on this, neutral grip means palms facing in, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And the assistance work that you're doing is the same bamboo pole pressing and the same
thing. No. Once we're done with the decline press, we're done. We're done pressing.
Oh,
we go straight to the assistance. Yeah, at that point, because by nature of the decline, we're going to handle more weight than we're ever going to handle on a flat bench.
Mm-hmm.
And that is let's face it, even if we're healthy and recovering well and doing all the things, training heavy in with that motion twice a week, is tough. So once we're done, with the decline pressing, then we're done pressing for the week.
And so then it goes to some back work.
Yep.
Are you doing a bent over row when you say rowing, or a seated row, or does it matter?
You can do those bent rows, but because we're power lifters, there's a huge benefit to bent over rows, but I always use some sort of machine, some sort of support. Usually I use a seated row machine where I can keep the stress off my lower back, because after Thursday, Friday is my deadlift day. I'm trying to keep my low back as fresh as I can.
Okay. All right, so this fits nicely. So this is a much shorter session, it sounds like, than the first session.
It typically is, yeah. The third session where we're doing the heavy triples is where you will run into a little more time by just nature of it. It's another set, and the weight is heavier. Now, here's the real key. This is the one thing that a lot of people don't think about. When we're doing those main movements, like our flat bench, our competitive training, and these decline movements, when we get into the working sets, the rest intervals are at a minimum 7 minutes.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I know you're a proponent of longer rest intervals than most people take.
With the big sets, it is crucial. I'm not trying to get a pump. If you want to do that, that is completely separate. We're trying to maximize the training and get as strong as possible.
And that's something you have to make a decision up front. If you're looking to build a bigger bench, you have to stop thinking about pumping your muscles and all the other stuff that goes with trying to have bigger muscles. You're not looking to beat yourself into the ground. You're not looking to flirt with fatigue, and you're not looking to overextend. You're actually looking to make your power curve grow, if you will.
Exactly. You want to be as rested as possible. I want the lifter's breathing to be normal. I want them to stay warm. I mean, we will keep, you know, there's guys that'll keep staying jackets even in the summertime just to make sure that they stay warm. But you must be recovered to handle the rigors of the heavy weightlifting. There's no way around it.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got more questions. You're listening to Coach Wade Johnson detail a strategy that will help you get a bigger bench. The goal is to get a 400-pound bench for most of us. I would love to have a 400-pound bench. I've really never chased the bench press, but this show is inspiring me as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now, the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the people who brought you Aura MD, now get a bottle of the Man Facial Moisturizer for Men from Trusted Health Products. No parabens, GMOs, synthetic chemicals, or additives. Just pure live botanical oils that will make your face look and feel younger. Your body looks 25. Now make your face look the part. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 100% pure skincare banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. This is the Get Strong Show, and we're teaching you how to get strong in the bench press with Coach Wade Johnson at the helm here. I was just on your Facebook page, Coach, and I see that you officiated at an event where a fellow whose last name is Hoff bench pressed 1,000 pounds.
That was one of the most insane things I have ever seen. Now, I've seen Dave attempt, and he did it in a full meet, attempt 1,000 pounds and was really, I mean, really, really close and just wasn't able to quite lock it out. But, that's what he opened up with. He took one attempt, benched 1,000 pounds, wrapped it, and meet was done.
That was awesome.
Just insane.
And okay, so and looking at him, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like he is a lat presser. I mean, you could see he keeps.
There's no question.
Yeah,
no question.
You could tell, by the way, when the arms come down, the elbows move in immediately, and
right.
And it's really the forearm that just stays out there, and the elbow goes into this plane where vertically it just stays right where it belongs, right next
right.
to the body. And it really is, it's almost like a modified dip. If you think about it, like if you could actually take gravity and change its direction slightly to the back of you where your legs would stick out instead of straight down, it's almost like a modified dip. It's an amazing thing, to see, how you can get the body to work. And interestingly enough, this is a successful 1,000-pound lift, but he locks his left arm out first and then his right arm. It's very definitive. You can see he gets the left arm locked out, and then all of a sudden the right shoulder pushes up and the right arm locks out, and then you call the lift successful and he racks the bar.
Well, what we're really careful about uneven extension and what happens with these lifts, what will look like an uneven lockout with what you're explaining. When you're lifting weights to this extent, any little bit of shift left or right will shift the lifter dramatically.
Right.
And what you see is when he locks it out is he is leaned to the right and then he shifts back upright.
Yes.
And then that's when I call rack, because I'm making sure that both elbow, if it's distinctively left then right, then we call it an uneven extension. But what you're seeing now with the way the material has advanced, you know, and now lifters are just simply stronger. They're lifting more weight. There's a variable that you haven't seen in the past, especially with the equipped lifter. You know, the pad technology has not changed with, you know, the amount of weight that the lifters are lifting. So they will sink down, and there's some lateral movement that you used to, I mean, you know, a 700-800-pound bench press with elite lifters is now not uncommon at all.
Right.
So what happens with Dave, what you can do is you can see is as he's coming to lockout, the entire body shifts to the right.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for him to get, you know, once he shows control of the weight, that's when I'm looking at lockout. You'll see me, I look left, I look right, take both hands and tell them to rack it.
Very, very cool. And is that Louis Simmons, behind him?
Probably. No. I know, that Dave Hoff trains at Westside Barbell, so that is definitely one of Louis' guys.
And was that this weekend that you told me the story about
yes.
driving through Louisville in the
yes,
snow for 6 hours?
Yeah, it was at the sweatshop, CrossFit Conjugate, which is Laura and Shane Sweat's gym. They do the North of the Border SPF meet this time of year every year in Cincinnati.
And he lowers the bar with such control. It's just amazing. I mean, When you look at this lift, it's on Coach Wade Johnson's Facebook page. You have to remind yourself that is 1,000 pounds. That is a half a ton this guy's got in his hands.
That's crazy.
And I got to give a shout out to somebody. There's an orthopedic surgeon in Northern Ohio that I think is one of the most, one of the best, not only orthopedic surgeons, but a doctor who applies critical thinking skills, named Dr. William Seeds, and he's a friend of the show. And after talking about this today with you and doing the show, I just realized how strong he really is. And now I know why his son, a little Billy Seeds, is so proud of his dad. He competed in a master's event somewhere in Northern Ohio. This was probably, let's see, I'll tell you when this was. This was in October, around October 10th. So maybe you may even know about it. But he benched 425 without a shirt.
Wow.
And I want to say he's in his 40s.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I mean, that's really impressive. And then the guy gets in the room, you know, he repairs shoulders and knees and all this other stuff. So he's one of us. And anybody in the Northern Ohio area, if you're an athlete and you need the services of an orthopedic surgeon, you want a guy who lives
Absolutely.
Our life as well.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, Dr. William Seeds, great guy. Okay, did we miss anything here, Wade? I have some notes to myself on off time. So let's say my goal is to get to, hold on to that. Just let me ask you. Let's say my goal is to get to 400 pounds, but I'm starting at my best lift is 200 now. So I got a long way to go. So maybe it's going to take me a year or two to get there. What do you think?
You know, there is no way to gauge. Everybody is so different. A lot of times, you know, when someone says they bench 200 and want to bench 400, you're thinking, man, you know, that's a, you know, we're doubling the weight that this person, you know, has the capacity to lift currently. The big thing, and this is where having a coach and training in a group of experienced lifters is so crucial, because what your 200-pound bench may be today, without you getting any stronger, could be 225 or 250, just having some experienced eyes on you to make some adjustments in your form. I've seen people, you know, I've got a lifter who originally from Egypt, he's been in the country maybe 5 years, had the most he's ever benched in a competition was 462. The first session, I had him on his fourth attempt bench 470 pounds. Now, did he get any stronger? I mean, he's in the first week of his training cycle for a meet, and he already set an 8-pound PR. How is that possible? How that's possible is that you have an experienced set of eyes that's looking at what you're doing, looking at your form, and your technique, and even the style of lifting that you have, and making some slight adjustments, and boom, we immediately, one session, he's hitting a PR. And so, you know, those are the things that as opposed to putting a timeline on it, if you're a 200-pound bencher, let's make the goal, in the next 6 months, I want to hit a 250-pound bench. And let's start looking at the things necessary in order to get you there. You always want to dangle that carrot in the distance of, you know, ultimately this is where I want to be. You know, and I was always, when I was squatting 700 pounds, I was always thinking about that 1,000-pound squat, but I was like, this is what I got to do to get to 750. You know, so we're doing a lot of baby steps and a lot of training cycles and building on those things. And going back to what Brandon Lilly said, you know, we're also training in a method where we stay strong. We're not peaking for something, and then when we, you know, come back and we're training 2 or 3 weeks later, we've had such a dramatic drop-off that we can't even come close to the numbers that we used to hit. So we're laying the foundation, you know, that where we are continuously getting stronger.
If you are taking longer to get to this end point, are there detraining periods? Is there time off that you figure into this? Or do you just gently go into the as long as it takes for you to get there?
Well, ultimately, yes. You know, it's the guys. I always use this analogy. You know, how many times have we either heard or read the story about the tortoise and the hare? I have yet to hear the story or read the story or see a TV program where that rabbit wins.
Yeah.
He never once does he ever win the race. It is the guy or the girl, the lifter, that puts the time in consistently, and it's going to take what it's going to take. You know, that's why I always tell lifters, once the meet is done or once the training cycle is done, let's test and let's evaluate what worked, what may not have worked, and focus on a couple of items. You can't do all these wholesale changes because you don't know what is helping and what is not helping. So we focus on a couple of items and make that the focal point of the training cycle. You know, with strength, I ask this question, how do you eat an elephant? You know,
yeah, one bite at a time.
One bite at a time. It is not a race.
All right. Did we miss anything?
One of the things that I do is, and again, I mean, you've seen me at my biggest and my strongest. One of the things that I will do on a decline day, usually decline, is I'll do a 4-week period on, 4-week period off. When I'm doing my shoulder work, I'll do my rear delts, and then I will take 5-pound dumbbells, never heavier, and I'll do 3 sets, and that'll range from 25 to 50 reps. And all I do is I keep my elbow locked. I don't hyperextend it, but I go to parallel with the floor. The thumb is low, the pinky is high, like you're pouring. When I come up from my side, I'm pulling the pinky up. And what I'm doing is I'm flushing blood into those shoulders. And that light weight, it's not going to be a detriment. And when you get to the point that you can do 3 sets of 50 with 5-pound dumbbells, nobody thinks that I can take a 5-pound dumbbell and throw it across my yard, but do it for 50 reps. And again, what did we talk about? It's never an issue if a guy's benching 315, he's got some shoulder strength. It's the lack of direct conditioning. But we have to be careful when we're doing isolating movements, because everybody wants to grab the 50-pound dumbbells and swing it for a set of 8, and we're doing a whole bunch of other things. When I'm doing 5 pounds and I'm strict and I go past the point of fatigue and keep my form for 50 reps, I'm not only throwing blood into that muscle and conditioning it, I am strengthening all of that connective tissue. And that's where do we see the pec tears? It's rarely is it from the sternum, you know, the bone,
right,
from the process up. It's from that pec delt tie-in. When Wes was on, where do we see the big imbalances? Well, it's pronation from the, you know, from the pec minor. Right. Where does all that tie into? You know, so don't always think strong. We're conditioning and we're doing prehab, rehab type work. And that is the basis of the bench template that I've used for the last 10 years that we have had huge success with.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and then I'm going to mention something that I didn't even share with you yet, but we're going to try to do something here. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is the Get Strong Show. We have just detailed, Wade has just detailed how to build a bigger bench. Lots of great information here to start off with. I will also say to you this, Coach Johnson, where can people reach you if they want to use you as a distance coach to help them get? Because this is another thing. A lot of this stuff you may be able to do on your own, but a lot of it you're going to need critiquing on. Am I doing this right? Am I not doing this right? And it's very easy now with video. How can people reach you, and what would it cost for someone to retain you?
What I do is you can find me at my personal Facebook page. It's Wade Johnson. I don't have the address in front of me. Or just simply email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. I charge a fee for writing the program. It's a one-time fee. And then from there, monthly, I charge a $25 coaching fee. Send me I will send you an email of what to do, the weights, any adjustments that we need to make from session to session. And then what you send me back what you did complete with video of the main lifts. And, you know, it's $25 a month. And that's cheap. So cheap. Is it cheap? You know, but it's very affordable. You pay the flat fee just for me to write your program. And then the following month is when the coaching fee starts. And if you stay with me, I don't do this where, you know, you get a 6 or 8 week program and then you charge a re-up fee. Most of us can't afford that. I can't afford that. So why would I charge someone else like that? My goal is I want to help myself make a living, but it's more important that, you know, that I help these people and I get a little bit of money for my time. That's really all I'm after.
And you know what? Coach Wade Johnson, drug free. How old are you now?
I'm 48 years old.
And you've been squatting a little bit here and there. You're going to try to compete again. What was your last squat session like?
I just did because of the trip this weekend and was exhausted. I didn't get in the suit. I did 3 sets of 2 with four sets of two with 505 and a set of two with 555 with some light knee wraps on, just to kind of make sure I, you know, got some work in. The week before, I'd done a couple of sets of doubles in my suit with 635 pounds.
Right. Okay. So, and are you still benching fairly regularly as well?
I bench. We declined this morning. I couldn't go heavy because with weather and everything like that. I did like three sets of 405 for 15 reps. Monday, again, because I was coming back from Cincinnati, I did 405 for a paused rep. The week before, I did, in my shirt, did 515, 25, and 535 for paused triples.
Okay, so the reason it's not like I'm trying to brag, I don't want you to brag, but what I want people to understand is, this is a guy who can do the work, but he also has shown great success in teaching other people to achieve their goals in the gym as well. That's what I said at the beginning of the show. There's a lot of guys out there that can bench heavy, but can they teach you to bench heavy? No, because they don't have the analytical mind, and they don't have the ability to observe kinesiology and then say, this is what I'm doing. Let's see if it works for you too. They just do it. They don't even know what they're doing a lot of times. So this is a great opportunity for those of you out there who want to increase your bench. Maybe you're 44. You want to bench 400 pounds. Here's an opportunity to enlist a coach that can help you get there, because he's helped a lot of other people get there too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Get Strong Show.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on two or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long, because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train faster or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for
Welcome back. Okay. So, during the break, I got off and picked up the phone and I was talking to Coach Johnson. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do two more interviews with Coach Johnson. We'll schedule them, let everybody know. The next one is going to be on the deadlift, and then the final one will be on the squat. So we'll have all three of the big compulsory moves laid out by Coach Wade Johnson, the way he's laid out the bench press here. And everybody should have everything that they need at that point in time to improve any of these lifts. How's that sound, Coach Johnson?
I'm for it. I'm absolutely for it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. You know what? And it's a great gift that he's giving you for the beginning of the year, with the new year right around the corner here. So there you go. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, I think the thing that, you know, given the material that you have here, the one thing that I want to say is I've spent countless hours. It's been weeks, months, years, either researching, you know, reading and talking to people. And I firmly, this is the method that took me to a 2,400-pound total. I was fortunate enough to coach one of the four female lifters to bench over 500 pounds. And, you know, and my son's world record from 17 years old, who, by the way, turns 26 Saturday, that world record still remains. And so we've had some really great success, and we have really minimized the injury. But the thing that I will tell you is it's never the method. It is the person. The guy that will stick in there and keeps learning and becomes very in tune with his body. And that's what our method does, is we want your training to become intuitive. And so you're not just relying on a template of numbers and movements and things like that. You become more intuitive. But there's so many methods out there that work, and it's the guy that, I've said this on the show before, Louie and I had this conversation, and he said to me, when you're talking about an elite level athlete, it's never if they're going to train hard enough. It's going to be whether they will train smart enough. And clearly, Louie's method works. You got Dave Hall, who just bench pressed 1,000 pounds, and you guys think I'm a badass for squatting, you know, 1040, 40 more pounds. I squatted 40 more pounds than Dave benched.
Yeah.
Now, we're different animals, and that's, we can argue that till, you know, the day's over. But at the end of the day, the guy had 1,000 pounds in his hands, brought it down, it touched, he got a press command, and he locked it out and got a rack command. It doesn't get any more badass than that. And he's a West Side guy. You know, there's other people like Ed Cohen. Ed Cohen wasn't a West Side guy, and he certainly never trained the way I did. So there's a lot of different methods out there. And Brandon Lilly, you know, his cube method. My point is, it is the guy who will work steady, work consistent, and makes the commitment. And that's how you're going to achieve your goals. You start by setting up some small short-term goals into medium-term goals into that one long-term big goal, you know. So I feel like I'm very affordable, I'm very hands-on, and I feel like I can help a lot of people out there, and I'm more, and it's very, very affordable.
Well, and you know something else? Working with a coach keeps you accountable, too. That alone will help keep you on track. But go.
I will say this. There's a lot of the guys, and I'm sure they would tell you, and I'd be happy for them to email you. I'm sure they would. There's a lot of text and email conversations that have nothing to do with the numbers that they're lifting. Sometimes it's, you know, mental, or I'll have to remind them, hey, you just worked a 60-hour work week, and your kids had five of these dance recitals in a row, and all those things. You know, have to be kept in check, you know, or, you know, I've got to tell a guy to get his head out of his ass sometimes. I mean, those are never things you want to hear. You don't want to make excuses, but sometimes the guy that's on the outside looking in and watching over a lifter has to go, hey, you're being a little too hard on yourself, or hey, we need to mash on the gas here, you know, and get something done, or hey, you're not paying attention. Do not color outside the lines, you know, or hey, I think you've got more in you when you do this weight, and you're going to hit this weight, you know, with a lot of other colorful language, and then you're going to text me, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to hit for this PR. You know, so these are the things that go a long way in having someone, even if they're not in the same building with you, having a guy that's going to help keep you accountable and then keep yourself in check. Because what I find more and more, regardless of the advancement or lack thereof of the lifter, is that lifter is their own worst enemy. They're so hard on themselves. So we have to find a way to keep that in balance, keep that lifter positive, and keep them focused and on point. That's my biggest job.
Okay, so those of you out there who want a bigger bench, there's no excuse now. You've got a guy you can go to for help. You've got a pretty decent plan here laid out for you. Now it's just a matter of getting in the gym and getting the work done. And who knows? That 400-pound bench press may come faster than you think once you start doing it right.
And that's please, if you listen to this show and you have questions, if I'm not going to ask you to pay me if you're asking me a couple of questions. That's just never going to be the way it is. I mean, if you want to retain my services, that's great. I've set it up to where it's extremely affordable and convenient. But if you've got a couple questions, please feel free to email me. I'm happy to answer those questions.
Great show. Thank you so much, Coach Johnson.
Thanks for having me on. I always enjoy being on with you, Carl.
And we will do segment two, installment two and three shortly, so stay tuned. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. It is Friday tomorrow. I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo as we perform Casual Friday. See everybody then.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.